So think about how the internet has worked for, basically the last 20 years. It operated a lot like this massive, infinitely expanding public library.
Right, just aisles and aisles of information.
Exactly. And if you had a business or you published research or you just had some kind of message you wanted people to see, your entire digital strategy was built around the librarian.
Getting the librarian's attention.
Yeah, you wanted to make sure they put your specific book on the display table right when someone walked through the front doors. And, we called that search engine optimization SEO.
Which makes sense because the underlying psychology of that whole era was entirely based on discovery, right? You handed a search engine a query, and it essentially handed you back a list of 10 possible books that might contain the answer.
Right, the classic 10 blue links.
Exactly. But the burden of actually synthesizing that information, clicking through, reading the articles, comparing the conflicting data, and extracting the actual answer, that rested entirely on the shoulders of the user.
And that dynamic is just completely collapsing right now. Artificial intelligence is no longer acting like a helpful librarian pointing you to a shelf.
Not at all.
It's acting more like a, well, like a hyper-caffeinated personal researcher, one who sprints into the stacks, speed reads 20 books in half a second, and then just hands you a neatly typed, highly confident summary of the answer.
You never even see the books.
You never look at the shelf. And for anyone who relies on the internet to reach an audience, this is a terrifying structural earthquake.
It really is.
So today we are unpacking this massive shift. We're moving away from traditional SEO toward what is now being called generative engine optimization, or GEO.
Yeah, GEO.
Yeah.
And to understand the mechanics of this shift, we're diving into a really comprehensive 2026 marketing guide. It was published by an agency called Credify, and it's titled Mastering Generative Engine Optimization for the AI Search Era.
It's a hefty guide.
It is, yeah. But the mission for our deep dive today is to really map out why traditional search behavior is just fracturing and how generative AI alters the very way you consume information.
And crucially, how you can adapt your own knowledge to this new reality.
Right. Because whether you manage a brand's digital presence or you just want to understand, the invisible architecture of the web you browse every day, the fundamental plumbing has changed. We are moving from a model of endless discovery to a model of instant resolution.
Instant resolution. I like that. And the numbers in this Credify guide illustrate just how fast that behavioral shift is happening. We are legitimately witnessing the death of the click.
Yeah, the numbers are pretty stark.
For decades, the foundational currency of the digital economy was the page visit, right? The click. But look at the landscape as of February 2026. ChatGPT has over 900 million weekly active users.
That's just a staggering volume of queries.
Right. And because users are increasingly getting their answers injected directly into their chat interfaces or their search results, roughly 60% of Google searches now end without a single click.
Zero-click searches.
60%.
And the drop in organic traffic is severe when you look at it on the query level.
What do you mean by query level?
So when an AI-generated answer pops up for an informational search, like when you ask a direct question, the click-through rate to the actual source websites drops by 20 to 40%.
Wow.
Yeah, and it gets worse. If that query triggers a comprehensive AI overview right at the top of the search results, the organic click-through rate plummets by around 61%.
Wait, 61%?
Depending on the query, yeah. User types a question, reads the generated paragraph, gets a little dopamine hit of instant knowledge, and just closes the tab.
So the website that actually funded the research, wrote the content, and hosted the data never sees a single visitor. Okay, I have to wave a massive red flag here because if 60% of people aren't clicking on anything and these AI overviews are just vaporizing up to 61% of organic traffic, it sounds like the internet is just eating itself.
It definitely feels that way to a lot of publishers.
Right. Because why would a publisher or a business or an academic ever spend the time and money to create high-quality, deeply researched content if the only entity that ever reads it is a data-scraping bot? A bot that just steals the answer and refuses to pass along the
It
traffic.
sounds completely broken, I know.
It sounds like a broken economic loop. Why even bother?
Well, the panic makes total sense when you view traffic as this monolithic metric, like all traffic is the same. But the guide makes a really crucial distinction here.
Yeah.
The click isn't actually dead, but the intent behind the click has been radically filtered.
Filtered how?
So the raw volume of traffic is dropping, that's true. But think about who is leaving. The casual browsers, the people just looking for a really quick definition of a term, the tire kickers, they're being satisfied by the AI and bouncing.
Oh, I see. So the traffic you lose is basically low-intent traffic.
Exactly. But the clicks you do get in this new ecosystem are phenomenally more valuable.
I mean, I guess, but I'm struggling to see how losing half my audience makes me better off.
Think about the psychological journey of the user who actually does click through an AI summary.
Okay.
They've already had their problem explained to them. The AI has evaluated the market. It's summarized the potential solutions. And then, crucially, it's cited your brand as the definitive source of truth.
Okay.
By the time that user hits your landing page, they aren't just browsing anymore. They have been educated and primed by an entity they already trust.
So the AI is acting kind of like a digital bouncer.
Yeah.
Just keeping the time wasters out and only letting through the people who are actually ready to convert or buy or engage.
It's exactly like that. And it actually goes beyond just filtering. There is a deeply ingrained psychological phenomenon at play here called trust transfer.
Trust transfer.
Right. We know from behavioral economics that humans tend to anthropomorphize AI. Like, we treat it like it's a person.
Guilty. I definitely say please and thank you to ChatGPT.
Right. We all do it. So when a user sees a large language model generate this structured, authoritative, really confident answer, they subconsciously view that machine as an impartial, omniscient synthesizer.
We just assume it knows everything.
Exactly. We don't view it with the same skepticism we apply to, say, a sponsored Google ad.
Oh, that's a great point.
So when that AI explicitly cites your company in its summary, the user instantly transfers the AI's perceived omniscience right onto you.
Wow.
They assume that if this supercomputer evaluated millions of data points and chose to highlight your specific brand, well, you must be the absolute apex authority in your field.
So you essentially win the war for their trust before they even see your website.
Precisely.
That's fascinating. So the goal of the internet is no longer about getting a user to visit your page so they can read your pitch. The goal is to influence the user before they even consider clicking a link. You just want to be the answer the AI spits out.
You want to be the source.
Right. But if that is the new battleground, it completely changes the tactical approach. Like, if users are just reading the AI's synthesized summary, how exactly is the AI deciding whose data actually gets included in that paragraph in the first place?
Well, to manipulate the output, you really have to understand the computation happening under the hood.
Okay, let's open the hood.
The greatest fallacy in digital marketing right now is treating an AI search engine like a traditional web crawler.
Like the old Google bots.
Right. They do not rank pages. Traditional search builds an index and serves you the most relevant URL. Generative AI uses a totally different process called retrieval augmented generation. Or RAG.
RAG.
Yeah, it extracts and combines.
I really want to dig into RAG because the guide highlights this as basically the beating heart of generative engine optimization.
It absolutely is.
Let's break down the computational reality of what retrieval augmented generation actually means for a piece of content.
Okay, so it happens in two distinct phases. Phase one is retrieval.
Makes sense.
When you ask the AI a question, it doesn't just rely on the static data it was originally trained on. It reaches out to its database, or even the live web, to retrieve highly relevant, trusted source materials that contextually match your prompt.
It's actively hunting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It pulls in data from domains with high authority. Then we move to phase two, which is generation.
Okay, so what happens there?
The large language model takes those retrieved sources, semanticizes them, extracts the specific factual vectors it needs, rewrites them into a natural human voice, and generates one single cohesive answer.
Okay. Reading the mechanics of AI in the guide, it feels incredibly similar to a music producer making a mixtape or like a complex audio collage.
Oh, that's a good way to look at it.
Because the AI producer isn't telling the user, you know, go listen to this entire album by this one artist. It basically takes the absolute best vocal hook from one song, a blistering guitar solo from a completely different band, a drum break from a third track, and then just blends them all together into a seamless new track.
That analogy perfectly illustrates the new standard of visibility. An LLM does not care about your entire website.
It doesn't care about the whole album.
No. It doesn't care about the narrative arc of your beautiful 3,000-word blog post.
Right.
It is exclusively hunting for, quote, extractable information. It just wants the vocal hook.
So wait, if it's only hunting for extractable information, then my giant, beautifully written, monolithic wall of text is actually a massive liability.
It is a death sentence in GEO.
A death sentence.
Seriously.
Yeah.
You have to think about token limits and how attention mechanisms work in a neural network. If you bury a brilliant, groundbreaking insight inside a dense, unstructured paragraph.
Just total surrounded by rhetorical fluff.
Exactly. The machine struggles to parse the semantic meaning. It takes way too much computational weight to separate the pure fact from your narrative.
So it just gives up.
Pretty much. The AI simply skips your brilliant insight and grabs a slightly less brilliant but perfectly structured bullet point from your competitor.
Oh, that hurts.
In the old world, visibility meant your whole page ranked at number one. Today, visibility means your specific factual nugget was formatted so flawlessly that the AI could rip it out of your site and paste it into its generated collage.
So if the AI only wants perfectly formatted, extractable semantic nuggets, then the 20 years we've spent obsessing over keyword density and meta tags and gaming page rankings, that was completely wasted time.
I mean,
it sounds like the old SEO playbook just needs to be incinerated. Let's draw the battle lines here between GEO and SEO, what gets thrown in the trash and what actually survives the purge.
Okay, so GEO is an evolutionary layer. It doesn't completely replace the foundational architecture of the web. The base requirements actually remain identical.
Okay, so we're not starting completely from scratch.
No. The Credify Guide emphasizes that EEAT experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trust is actually more critical than ever.
EEAT!
Right. AI companies are absolutely terrified of hallucinations. A bot giving a user wildly incorrect or, dangerous information is an existential threat to their stock price.
Right. Nobody wants an AI telling people to put glue on their pizza.
Exactly. Mm. Therefore, the RI models are heavily, heavily biased toward domains that have established rigorous credibility. And of course, technical SEO survives.
Technical SEO like site speed and structure.
Yeah. If your site has broken code or is blocked by a robot's text file, the LLM literally can't crawl it in the first place.
Okay, so the foundation stays, but the strategy on top of it shifts completely. Let's look at the first major casualty mentioned in the guide, exact match keywords.
Oh yeah, they're gone.
Because traditional marketing was built on the idea that if you wanted to be found for, say, London property investment, you made sure that exact phrase appeared verbatim 12 times on your page.
Right, just stuffing it in everywhere.
But the AI doesn't read text that way anymore, does it? It maps concepts.
Yep. Exactly.
Yep.
Natural language processing engines understand text through entities and vector relationships, not isolated strings of letters.
Entities.
Yeah. An LLM understands the multidimensional relationship between a flat in Mayfair, current interest rates, capital gains tax, and the London Underground. It isn't just scanning for a keyword. It is reading for contextual density.
So you can't trick it.
No. If you write a piece of content that naturally connects all those related entities in a highly authoritative way, the AI flags you as an expert on London property, even if you rarely use the exact keyword.
That makes a lot of sense. So the second casualty is the obsession with ranking number one, which we covered. It's all about inclusion in the generated answer now.
Right.
But the third casualty is the one that really signals a massive shift in the internet's power dynamics. For years, the undisputed king of digital authority was the backlink.
A holy grail of SEO.
Getting a high authority site to literally hyperlink back to your site. But the guide claims pure backlinks are losing their supreme power, and they're being replaced by off-site mentions and citations.
Yeah, because a backlink was always just a crude proxy for authority.
Crude how?
Well, it was easy to game, it was easy to buy, and often it didn't reflect true subject matter expertise. LLMs don't need a physical hyperlink to map authority anymore. They read the entire internet simultaneously.
That's wild to think about.
They're looking at PR campaigns, guest editorials, news coverage, and critically, they're looking at unstructured community forums.
Right. The guide uses an estate agent in London as a case study for this. If a user asks an AI for advice on the safest neighborhoods to invest in, brands like The Times or Knight Frank continually dominate the AI's generated answers.
Consistently.
And I looked at this and realized, if I'm a boutique estate agent, I can't just buy a few backlinks to compete with Knight Frank anymore. The AI is looking for something the guide calls entity clarity.
Entity clarity, yes.
What exactly is an LLM looking for when it evaluates a brand's entity clarity?
It is looking for independent third-party validation at scale. The AI evaluates the concept of London real estate. Hmm. It then scans its entire training data to see which brands are contextually situated near that concept.
Near the concept.
Right. If your boutique agency claims to be an expert on your own website, but literally nobody else on the internet is talking about you, your entity clarity is near zero. The AI won't cite you.
Because it doesn't trust your self-assessment.
Exactly. But if people are mentioning your brand organically in a heated Reddit thread about London housing prices.
Just a random Reddit thread.
Yep. And maybe a local newspaper quotes your CEO and a financial blog mentions your market report. Even if none of those sources provide a physical hyperlink back to your website, the AI still maps those contextual mentions.
Wow. Okay, that is legitimately terrifying. You're telling me an artificial superintelligence is deciding my business's commercial worth based on the unfiltered, chaotic opinions of random users on Reddit?
Basically, yes. It is synthesizing public consensus. A traditional backlink is just a transaction, a contextual mention in a relevant conversation on a third-party site. That's genuine social proof.
That is so true.
To an AI, that organic consensus is the ultimate signal of trust.
It's basically reputation management on a computational scale.
Absolutely.
So if the AI is judging our reputation across the entire web and aggressively hunting for these easily extractable chunks of data, we have to change the physical way we write.
Yes.
This isn't just theory anymore. This is about how you structure your sentences today. So how do we actually operationalize this?
Well, the tactical application requires abandoning the writer's ego, first of all.
The hardest part.
Oh, for sure. Mm. The Credify guide breaks this down into an actionable framework. Before you format anything, you have to know what the AI is actually trying to answer. Stop using traditional keyword research tools that just show search volume.
Because we don't care about volume. We care about intent.
Exactly.
Yep.
You need to identify high-intent conversational questions.
So using tools like Answer Socrates or Answer the Public or just deep diving into community forums yourself, you aren't looking for the keyword running shoes. You're looking for the specific question like, what is the best running shoe for a heavy runner with flat feet?
Yes, because LLMs are conversational agents. They exist to answer complex, multivariable questions. If your content isn't explicitly designed to answer a specific human question to the AI, it was just digital noise.
Just noise.
Yeah. Once you have your core questions, you must audit your current AI visibility. Go to ChatGPT, Claude, Perplexity, and Google's AI overviews.
Just literally type them in.
Type in the core questions of your industry. If the machine isn't citing you, look at the competitors who are being cited. Look closely at the architecture of their sentences.
And when you audit that architecture, the rules of GEO become glaringly obvious. And honestly, as someone who loves a good narrative, the rules are incredibly clinical.
They are.
The primary directive seems to be bottom line up front. Almost 100% of queries that trigger an AI review are informational, right? The user wants a definition. The guide states you must provide direct answers and summaries immediately and save the deep dive for later.
It is essentially the inverted pyramid style of journalism, but adapted for machine reading.
But it feels entirely devoid of art. I mean, if someone asks, what is generative engine optimization? My natural instinct is to set the scene. Tell a story about how the internet used to be a library, build the tension, and then finally reveal the answer.
Which is exactly what we did at the start of this discussion.
Right. But under GEO rules, I have to give away the punchline in the very first sentence.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to say, generative engine optimization is the process of formatting content for AI extraction. Boom. Done.
Yep.
I mean, I've appeased the machine, but haven't I just ruined the reading experience for the human?
See, you are assuming the human wants the metaphor in that moment.
True.
In an informational query, the user wants the friction removed. The AI demands efficiency. And frankly, the user does too. The AI favors content that is factually dense and structurally distinct.
So no metaphors.
Well, you can still write your brilliant narrative about the library later in the piece, but the core definition, the extractable vector, that must be cleanly separated and placed right at the top of the page.
Basically, give the robot the raw data it needs up front, so it doesn't have to spend precious computational power deciphering your metaphors.
Exactly. And the guide leans really heavily into structural formatting to help with this. Bulleted lists, clear frameworks, question-based H2 and H3 headings.
Just breaking it all down.
Yeah. And there's a brilliant stress test mentioned in the guide that I love, the out-of-context test.
Oh, I saw this. It is the most practical advice in the entire guide.
It really is.
So you look at a single paragraph on your website. You isolate it completely from the rest of the page. If a reader or an LLM reads that one single paragraph completely out of context, does it contain a complete factual thought?
Or does it rely on three paragraphs of preceding context just to make sense?
Right. Like if you write, as we discussed earlier, this process is essential.
An AI reads that, and it has absolutely no idea what this process refers to.
Because it dropped the earlier context to save memory.
Exactly. And then it just abandons your site. You have to explicitly name the subject in every single critical section. Instead, you write, the GEO process is essential.
You are optimizing for fragmentation.
Yes, because the AI is only ever taking a snippet. And once you begin formatting your knowledge for fragmentation, your entire framework for measuring success has to evolve too.
Which means tracking entirely new metrics.
Right. Tracking raw page views will only cause despair as zero-click searches rise. You have to measure influence now.
So we aren't looking at bounce rates anymore. We need to track things like AI share of voice.
Yes.
Like out of 100 prompts related to my industry across ChatGPT and Perplexity, how many times is my brand cited in the answer compared to my competitors?
That's the new baseline.
And we need to look at branded search volume, right?
Yeah.
Like, are more people typing my company's specific name directly into search engines because they saw an AI recommend me yesterday?
Precisely. You are measuring the downstream effects of trust transfer. If your branded search is growing while your organic blog traffic is dropping, your GEO strategy is actually working perfectly.
Because you are losing the tire kickers and winning the high-intent buyers?
Exactly.
Well, we have mapped out a fundamental rewiring of the digital ecosystem today. If we distill this entire analysis down to a single overriding truth, it is this. Visibility no longer requires a click.
It really doesn't.
Visibility happens inside the generated answer. If your research, your brand, or your perspective is not embedded in the AI summary, you simply do not exist in the modern user journey.
It's a harsh reality.
The game is no longer about tricking a human into clicking a hyperlink. It is about proving your absolute, undeniable authority to the machine doing the reading on their behalf.
And this is a reality check for everyone listening to this. Whether you are scaling a startup or publishing medical research or simply trying to be a digitally literate citizen in 2026.
The tools are changing.
The tools we rely on to understand the world are shifting from passive librarians to active synthesizers. So the next time you use an AI to summarize a topic, do not just read the answer.
Look at the citations.
Look at the citations. Notice the specific architecture of the sentences the AI chose to extract. Ask yourself, what kind of entity clarity those brands possess to earn the machine's trust?
It's eye-opening once you look for it.
It is. Once you see the invisible mechanics of our RAG at work, you will never look at a search box the same way again.
It really changes the way you view the entire internet. But, you know, it does leave me with a slightly unsettling philosophical puzzle.
Uh-huh. What's that?
Well, if every digital marketer and every academic and every creator strictly adheres to this GEO playbook,
yeah.
If we all just strip out our nuance and we abandon our long narrative lead-ups and we meticulously format our thoughts into perfectly dense, extractable, out-of-context bullet points just to appease a neural network, what happens to the human voice?
That is the big question.
If the entire internet is optimized to be digested by a machine, will the web eventually just sound like one giant, perfectly structured, flawlessly optimized, incredibly boring robot talking to itself?
Wow.
Something for you to sit with the next time you ask an AI to save you 5 minutes of reading. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.